AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A suspected gunman is dead. Two police officers and four others were wounded in a shootout in the streets of West Philadelphia. Philadelphia Police Commissioner Richard Ross says Sergeant Sylvia Young was ambushed late last night.
You got an individual who's walking right up on their police car, unprovoked, and just starts firing multiple rounds into the car. It is absolutely amazing that she is here.
In a news conference heard on KYW, the commissioner said it was her protective vest that saved the officer's life. In Texas, two officers were wounded when they shot while responded to a reported suicide. The suspect in that shooting was killed. Donald Trump tried to end one controversy while opening doors for others. In a statement in Washington yesterday, he reversed a longstanding position and admitted President Obama was born in America. And then he said this.
Hillary Clinton and her campaign of 2008 started the birther controversy. I finished it.
There's no evidence that's true. His claims brought a swift response from Michelle Obama.
During his time in office, I think Barack has answered those questions with the example he set by going high when they go low.
The head of the Congressional Black Caucus had even stronger words for Trump.
This is a disgusting day. Donald Trump is a disgusting fraud. By any definition, Donald Trump is a disgusting fraud.
And then on Friday afternoon, Trump stirred up even more controversy when he claimed that Hillary Clinton wants to do away with the Second Amendment. And then he called for Hillary Clinton's Secret Service agents to be stripped of their firearms and added, quote, let's see what happens to her. Not long after that, Clinton's campaign said that comment was completely out of bounds. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is preparing this weekend for a final appearance before the UN General Assembly as president. He plans to meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to discuss progress the country has made countering the Islamic State group. He'll also hold other meetings with world leaders on the situation in Syria and other world hotspots. This line from the Field of Dreams is familiar to a lot of people.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again.
Canadian novelist W.B. Kinsella died Friday at the age of 81. Meantime, three-time Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Edward Albee has also died. He's perhaps best known for his work, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? In an interview in 2010, he was asked what he hoped people would say about him after his death.
I don't think about stuff like that. Maybe he was useful. That's enough.
Albee was 88 years old. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.